The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 835. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits. Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is the founder of Anika PR, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Anika Jackson. Anika, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to the listeners.
Absolutely. Thank you first, Sheena, so much for having me on. I am a big fan of yours, and I've loved working with you in different capacities, listening to episodes of your inspirational podcast and reading your books. As you mentioned, I'm Anika Jackson, and I am the founder of Anika PR. We are a full-service strategic communication firm based in Los Angeles.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your cultural background?
Yeah, so I am Thai, Lao, and Caucasian. So full Hapa.
Thanks for sharing that. And Anika, what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
Ooh, my favorite self-confidence quote. I was just looking at it. A flower does not think of competing to the flower next to it. It just blooms, by Zen Shin.
I love that because I know, especially as women, especially in Asian culture, right? The compare game is like always there, right? My kid's better than your kid. We have the better house, the better cars, but really it's just learning to, like you mentioned, bloom on our own, show up as our authentic self. And that's how we can stand out from the rest, right? When you can learn to let go of the external things and just work within, it makes a huge difference, right? So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Oh, self-confidence is a hard one. Because I feel like there's a difference in self-confidence and then in feeling like you belong somewhere, right? I think growing up, I grew up in Kansas, not a lot of Asian faces, not a lot of half Asians, had a lot of people around me who tried to otherize or tokenize me. But inside, I had this sense of who I was, right? So I think that was my self-confidence. I knew who I was and I knew what I wanted to do, but the people around me didn't necessarily know. So I had to figure out how to use my self-confidence to belong or to show who I really was outside, not just who I felt like I was inside.
I love that. And especially like, you know, you mentioned you grew up in Kansas, you're Hapa. I mean, you know, just growing up as a multiracial kid, right? You're not too sure if you belong on one side or the other. And then there's this gray area, right? It's like, where do I belong, right? And then there's so many women and people who are multiracial who always feel like that, right? But I think it's just never talked about as much. And it's important we talked about this, right? Because no matter what, they still are part of this race and part of another race. And we have to embrace both of them, right? Instead of trying to figure out, do I belong to one or the other? I belong to more than one. And then I know there's like so many conversations about it, but I think bringing awareness to this is so important because there are a lot of kids who are biracial, multiracial, who feel like they don't belong. It's great that you were able to figure out who you are and then trying to have the self-confidence to just show up as who you are. And so I really love that definition. It's really great, you know, just a sense of who you are because not all of us have that, right? And it's not being like mean or anything. It's just sometimes we're so unaware and we have all kinds of programming that we forget our sense of self. And so it's really important to, it starts with us and then, you know, we'll figure out the rest along the way. So yeah. And so what was your life like before you discovered self-confidence?
Well, it's hard because I feel like the journey of self-confidence is continuous. So even when I was young, I had a sense of who I was. I had a sense of self. I had a sense of, gosh, everybody thinks I'm really shy and introverted, but I'm not. So I pushed myself to do activities, theater, cheerleading, anything that would get me out and having to talk in front of people to help build up that outer confidence to match what I had inside, right? And so that other people would see it too. But then throughout your life, there are times when I've maybe done exactly what you were talking about at the beginning of the show. Compared myself to others so much, tried to keep up with the Joneses or the Asian equivalent of the Joneses, depending on which city I was living in. And your self-confidence can kind of wane because you are more focused on the perception of how much money do you have, or how many charities do you volunteer for? What does your car look like, or your ring, or whatever it is? And honestly, going through a divorce, having to start all over again, moving back to Los Angeles, because I was living in Houston for a few years, I had to regain my sense of self, my sense of identity, and my self-confidence, and do it in a way that would show other people that I knew my value, even if they wouldn't know, because maybe I didn't have a linear career path, right? Or I didn't have XYZ, I didn't have all the money, or I wasn't driving a fancy car anymore. And I feel like during the pandemic, it really gave me that opportunity to deepen that resolve and that sense of myself and that inner happiness where I can stand up and just say, no, this is who I am. And I don't need all of those other things to be happy, to be successful, to feel like I am truly who I am.
I love that. And it takes a while to realize that, right? Especially growing up in a culture, like I mentioned before, where you're compared to every single thing and it's like exhausting, right? We always feel like we have to keep up. We have to do everything to look perfect or good, or, you know, just keep that status, right? And so just you realizing, especially the pandemic has been such a crazy time for everyone, right? And especially in the work that you do in, right? There's not a lot of women, let alone Asian women in PR, right? Which is not typical. And so of course, they're not going to take you seriously because you're a woman, you're doing something that's out of the norm. When you're supposed to be at home taking care of your kids or running the household, you're out there building your business, right? I'd love to know, what was that aha moment that you realized you wanted to go to this path?
The aha moment for this path really did start with that big trigger event of getting divorced. And I had tried to do some work and do different things. And my husband was like, no, don't do that. Don't, you know, you don't need to do those things. Because I always wanted to have a sense of my own identity outside of being mom, being wife, because that was really important to my self-esteem. And when I didn't have that, I saw the effect it had on me. So really, I started a journey as an entrepreneur again, outside of, you know, the marriage after the divorce. And then again, moving back to Los Angeles, I said, I really want to focus just on marketing and PR. It's something I love doing and I know I can make a difference for people. And as you mentioned, I think it's like 3% of people in PR are Asian. There are not a lot of women in a C-suite, period, much less Asian women. So I love the fact that I was able to build this up during a pandemic and have that aha moment of, no, I'm going to continue this path. This is what I really want to do. I'm able to do this. And honestly, it has made it a little easier in some ways because other people of other ethnicities who are not just Caucasian know that they can trust me, that I have a sense of who they are because of the otherizations that's been done to me.
And I love that you mentioned you wanted something outside of motherhood, right? Motherhood is great, you know, but a lot of women, you know, they lose their sense of self when their kids go off to college, right? They forget, who am I now? What am I now? Now that my kids are gone and I have nothing else to do. That's why it's so important for us to go out there and define who we are outside of that. If being a mother is what you want, that's great. There's no shame in that, of course, right? But I've talked to a lot of moms where they just feel like, I don't know what to do next. What's the next step, right? And then what, right? We forget that question. And then what? And so we have to go out there and figure out what is it that we want to do. And here you are. You said, I want to start now, because if not, I will lose my sense of self and just be defined by this one thing. And, you know, I didn't even know 3%, that's very low, right? I mean, women of color, Asian women, no matter what industry we're in, leadership role, C-suite, entrepreneurs, the numbers are always very low. And so it's really up to us to go out there and create that representation and bring the numbers up. Even in books, right? There was this, the stat about children's books, right? So I think like the huge numbers, like 60% in like Caucasian is representation. And then after that's like 30% animals. And then the rest is everyone else. I have the numbers wrong probably, but people will get it, right? It's like Caucasian, then animals, then all of us. And so it's really important for us to go out there and be that change. And I know you're doing amazing things with your PR company, you know, helping women, especially women of color, get their message out there, build their visibility, because it's so important. And, you know, because of your realization, what's your life been like now?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been so fantastic to live the life that I always wanted to, right? To see that everything I've worked for, even when I was not working and I was a stay-at-home mom and I was volunteering, but even those skills that I learned as a volunteer and a volunteer leader and being able to marry that to business skills and PR and marketing skills has led me to this point where I feel like I'm really able to help create change, and I'm able to get in the room with people who can make decisions, and you know, whether it's decisions on what characters are going to be in things, or you know, who is going to be representing them in a firm, or what it looks like to be represented. And that's so important these days, because it's been really amazing to see in the advertising industry, in the entertainment industry, see us move from just being the, you know, funny Asian friend with the accent, to the Asian best friend sidekick, to the love interest, to starring roles, and even having a character on Sesame Street. I'm sure a lot of your guests have been talking about that, but it's like, what took so long? And in other ways, going to my volunteer work, a lot of the spaces that I've been in as a volunteer leader, I was the first Asian. And I was sometimes the first woman of color to be a president or a leader in those organizations. Organizations that are around 90, 100 years. So the fact that that's all happened in the last decade is, it's crazy to think, because we've been here for so long in the United States, Canada, but you know, we've contributed so much to so many societies, and it hasn't been appreciated or looked at. And so the fact that we get to be here in this moment, and we have to not stand on the sidelines, we have to continue pushing forward and standing up for what we know is right, standing up for ourselves and others who look like us, so that we can continue to make that difference in our kids and their kids and other people. If you don't have kids, you know, other people who look like us will see representation.
Yeah. And I love that, right? I love that you mentioned all that, because it's so important. And even like a couple of weeks ago, I was at dinner in Washington, and you know, we were talking about just not having enough women mentors out there, right? Most of the time our mentors is a man. And it's like, you know, who has a women mentor here? Like, not a lot. And so we have to go out there and be that mentor for our current and future generations, you know, help them navigate through life, you know, help them learn that sometimes a setback can be a comeback, or we go through stuff, but we have the confidence to go out there to pick ourselves back up and keep moving forward. So I really love, you know, everything that you mentioned. And yeah, as even like you mentioned, you were volunteering, but those skills you can always transfer in business. Being a mother, you know, you are probably the most skilled person in the world, and like organization, decision making, trying to figure things out. Those are skills, you know, everyone needs in business. I think as mothers, mothers are very underrated. That's what I say, right? I'm not a mother, but I've seen my friends, you know, go through like so many things. And I'm just like, you know, moms are phenomenal. You know, they had it the worst during the pandemic, but they have so much to contribute. And especially as a business person, like they could do so many things. They have the skills to use that can really transfer in being an entrepreneur. So I really love that you mentioned that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey to self-confidence. What would be that one tip you'd give to her?
Don't listen to other people. Get rid of all those voices. Sometimes when I'm not sure of something, or if I'm feeling a little down or not confident about myself or my skill set, I just meditate. I take some deep breaths, and I just visualize where I want to go and what that path is, and all of the journey that has brought me to this point, all of the things that I have accomplished, whatever part of my life, big or small, that gave me the self-confidence and that inner light to be able to shine on others. And so I think that's really important for women. Particularly, we listen to so many outside voices and influences. We watch what's on, you know, Instagram or TikTok or YouTube or any TV show. And it's very easy to get caught up in that and to forget that you don't have to say, okay, and you don't have to do all of those things to be a whole person. Who are you really? What makes you feel most happy? And do that. And that is where your confidence will grow.
I love that. Those are great tips. Sometimes we just got to learn to block out the noise and focus on the end goal. So I really love that tip. And if our listeners wanted to get to know you and what you do, or maybe check out some of your PR services, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Absolutely. On LinkedIn, I'm Annika Jackson, A-N-I-K-A, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. On all socials, it's Annika PR Agency. And my website is annikapr.com. I love talking to people. I love mentoring others if they're interested in entrepreneurship or marketing or PR or anything. So I'm always happy to talk to anyone who reaches out.
Thanks so much. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Annika, you can also head on over to thetaoofselfconfidence.com and search for Annika's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I really just want to thank Annika today for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Annika.
Thank you.
Not a problem. It's really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.